Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Katie Meyer, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes women's basketball team. They are headed to the Sweet 16. Huge upset over number one Indiana last night. Hello, coach.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Probably not as good as you right now.
There you go.
You know, the best thing that's happened to me in the last 24 hours is I thought I got a new intro song.
Did he? Real back.
Little did you know, it's still attached to you. Yeah. So let's talk about this. First off, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
What is going through your head at the end of the game? We were talking about this earlier. You call the play, obviously, for Destiny Harden. She has the ball. We love the we love that call where it's just, hey, you get the ball in the hands of Destiny Harden. Let her turn to the basket. But I want to know what you're thinking as she gets the ball, time is running out. She turns to the basket. And then I want to know what you're thinking when Indiana is bringing the ball up. Because I was saying to Crowder and Solana, how many times have you seen this where a team – they haven't led the entire game, and then it's a miracle three at the end, and the only time they've led is the final score. So what are you thinking when Destiny Harden gets the ball, and then what are you thinking as Indiana is now bringing the ball up?
Well, if you see it, I was playing some pretty good D after Des hit that shot. I'm on the sideline. I got stance. I got good balance, good posture. I look like, you know, my old Duke days. No. Well, the shot for Dez actually was the same exact play call we did in the conference tournament last year to beat Louisville. But at that time, there's only 1 second left. So Fitz, my associate head coach, you know, he's like, what do you like? You like that call? And I'm like, I'm not sure because there were 6 seconds left. And it's like a late – it's like a lesson. But it was – a clean rep of something that we were confident in. And so it was like, well, let's just do it. But we did leave a little too much time on the clock for that play. But we also discussed very, very quickly that they didn't have any timeouts left. So we were good. You know, it was basically, we thought, get the best shot you can. And then don't, you know, 3 seconds without, see, in men's basketball, they don't have the advanced timeout. But in women's basketball, you do. So it's so different. If she had had a timeout left, we'd have been in a little bit of trouble. But the fact that they had to go full court, it's kind of rare in women's basketball these days because we're more like the NBA in that.
And, Coach, how hard is it not to celebrate a winning shot, plus you have to get the guys back on defense? Because I even watched somebody had to kind of hit Destiny
a
little bit.
I saw that. I saw that. Yes. She was celebrating already.
Yes. No, she was flexing, let's be honest. She was flexing with her back to the ball. So we're going to have a conversation about that.
You got her in trouble, Crowder.
No, believe me. Delia Williams, our sophomore, grabs her, is like, turn around. You know, our center, Lola Pendande, our 6'4" center, immediately ball hawks. Like, she turned and knew what to do, and Des is flexing, and I'm like, this would be the worst nightmare ever. But, you know what? We deserve that game. Deserve that game. So I feel like it went our way because I honestly think we earned it.
That is such a great call by Crowder there, because I was watching Destiny. Then Destiny Harden, and I said this to Crowder and Solana.
I know what's coming.
She has cemented herself in Miami history with that post-game interview on ESPN2.
Yeah.
So I want to know if you agree with what she said.
It's not our fault they didn't bleep it.
I loved it. I thought it was great because it was so genuine. And then, in all honesty, the locker room celebrate. Like, yeah. to me, the whole sequence was great because, honestly, I was so nervous when Indiana had the ball back, right? Because you have seen these miracle threes before.
Yeah.
That whole sequence, Destiny makes the shot. Then she's flexing. Then she's back on defense. Then she has the post-game interview on ESPN. She curses. It's so natural. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's so organic, which is what we strive to do on radio. And, you know, it's just organic. And then the locker room celebration, which your social media team has shared, is so amazing. I mean, you guys are just in complete bliss. Deservedly so. Have you come down yet? Have you started to look at Friday, or are you just enjoying it, soaking it in?
Yeah, in fact, the staff's coming over to the house because we didn't get back till 5 in the morning. So, fourth, something like that, something crazy. And so we had to, you know, give the players a day off and just told the staff, how about we just come over and have some dinner at the house tonight and work through, because we got to leave tomorrow. We play Friday, so it's such a quick turnaround, but there's no sense in being completely strung out. And then, like, I think we stayed really calm. I think we were, you know, rested. I think my staff's been killing themselves, but there's times where I say, guys, you know what? I need to go, like, I need to, you guys can keep working. I need to take a break, go for a walk or something, so that I keep my head clear. But that whole sequence, the best question in the press conference afterwards was this young student reporter, and he says, Coach, six quarters ago, you were down 17. I'm like, yeah. Like, we were getting our butts handed to us by Oklahoma State, you know, six quarters ago. And then to think we dug out of that hole. So that whole locker celebration kind of went back to the fact that we were dead in the water in that first game. And so it was like just the toughness with six quarters of just digging and grinding and fighting and adversity and against all odds and all that stuff was really, that's what, it was just like we just had pure joy.
And, Coach, when you knock off the top seed, and, like, is the encouragement now, like, do you even do the, you know, we can play with everybody type thing? You're in the Sweet 16. Like, the encouragement is different at this point, right?
Yeah, the thing about our conference the last couple years, I mean, gosh, almost every year, literally, we are known. When Notre Dame was number one and they had won a national championship, we were the first team to beat them. Then we beat Louisville at Louisville one year, you know, when they were number two in the country and they were number one seed that year. And then last year in the conference tournament, we knocked off two number one seeds, you know, and then this year that ended up number one NCAA seeds. And so, and this year we also beat Virginia Tech at home and they're a number one seed. So we have that in our DNA. I think it really helped that we played Indiana last year in the Bahamas. And it was one of those games, like the last day of a tournament in the Bahamas, you know, and they were fourth in the country. We were nobody. And, you know, they weren't as sharp, and we really fired up for the game. We played them to a 2-point game and really just defended them and everything. So I saw their coach was kind of like, oh, this isn't a great matchup, because she remembered that game. We were really putting that pressure on them. So we had really a lot of confidence going into that game.
Coach Katie, something else that went under the radar last night before all the drama at the end was Haley Cavender stepping up, knocking down two big free throws, and then shushing the crowd after she knocked them down. I know right now it's getting a lot of traction on social media.
I love it.
Do you love that, though? Like, everybody knows the U, right? That brand. It comes with the mystique of swag and confidence.
Yeah.
And, I mean, clearly she embraced it.
Yeah, we were pretty swaggy.
Yeah. I mean, last night, that, like, on ESPN – That's what we felt, I think, as Canes fans.
Swagged out. Well, totally swagged out.
Let me tell you, you know, they were chanting some stuff at her when she was shooting that free throw. So, you know, all she did was shush, and she backed it up. But the table, the timing, I don't know. I hope I can comment on this without getting fined. But in my lifetime in a game, they've never they were freezing my free throw shooters. The coach kept saying, too much time ran off. And the refs, we were on the line three times in the last 2 minutes. And then they're like, oh, yeah, we've got to go check the timing. And I'm like, what is happening? This is the NCAA tournament, right? Like, you have that on the ref's hip, and the ref said they didn't have the timing packet. So when their whistle blows, the clock's supposed to stop. So three times there was a timing adjustment. It just so happened that Miami was on the free throw line every time. So the third time was Haley, and I yelled at her. I said, my version of "you be mad" is what I yelled in a different way. Because when Haley's mad, you know, there's a different level. And I'm like, this should, you know, make you mad, young lady.
Yeah.
What I said. But, and then she was like, I got this. Like, we were over it. We were like, no, that's enough. Quit trying to take this game from us. So that's how we felt.
It was frustrating. It really was. I was wondering if you, because we saw in the last one, it looked like you were talking to the ref a little bit. Like, it was super frustrating. It reminds me of when I'm playing blackjack and the casino tries to freeze
me
out. You know, they bring in a new dealer. Yeah, they bring in a new dealer. They try to freeze me out.
Got
us
last time.
You know how it happens.
Just when you're on the roll, they reshuffle the deck. I know.
So, no, but tell me this. So, Katie Meyer is with us. It was an unbelievable victory. But you talk about, I mean, it was an improbable comeback Saturday?
Saturday night.
There's been so many between the men's team, the women's team, and FAU. I mean, this has been some March Madness. But tell me this. So, the entire game, I mean, you handled your business in the first half. Team looks unbelievable. But you know how good Indiana is, and you're playing on their home court, and you know that there is a surge coming. You know there is. You've been around basketball too long. But every time the surge came, you never gave up the lead. But are you coaching that second half, the entire second half, on pins and needles?
You know, there's so much to manage. You know, I think we were doing great, and Destiny got two fouls real early in the second quarter. And then what they didn't notice is that so did Julia Williams, my ball pressure guard, and our ball pressure was killing them. And that happens early in the second quarter. It's about a 6-point game, and Haley and Hannah and Carla and Jazz Roberts, like, the, you know, they stepped up, and so we're up 12 at half, and I'm like, I sat Destiny and Julia the whole second quarter, and we're up 12, felt really good about it. That third quarter, Indiana just made some special plays. The crowd, it was crazy loud. But I knew it was coming, and I thought, you know, it was a matter of saving your timeouts and how many you're going to save and when to use them, and then the subbing. And I just thought our bench, like, when they went in, they had a specific job to do. They did it, made some special plays. But I think if we shoot the three like we did from that four position from the Destiny and Jazz, like, that's so key to our offense. And they were on fire from the three, and that makes us really, really hard to defend because it opens up the rim so much for our attackers.
And, Coach, watching these last couple games, I don't badmouth other teams. I'm amping your team up. Is your team in better shape than the opponents? Because you were talking about – I made a reminder talking about the ball pressure where, like, y'all are chest-to-chest defense, and I'll be like, you can't do that the whole game, and they'll do it the whole damn game.
Well, you know what? We got there. We lost ourselves a little bit in the middle of the ACC, and we did. We just lost our identity. And, if you haven't coached, like, two games a week for, you know, 9-10 straight weeks, it's so hard. You got to adjust. And every one of our games came down to the fourth quarter, every single ACC game. And you lose, like, your identity. So we had 14 days off between the conference tournament and the NCAA. We got to come back to who we are. And, you know, that was really important. I think I congratulate the staff and myself, but also my players. Like, we all were like, gosh, we don't even recognize ourselves. Like, this isn't the pace we want to play. And it was just, we were all exhausted. And it had just been so stressful of the season. So, because we basically needed every game for the last 6 weeks. We had to win every game, you know, that kind of pressure. So it was fun. And then to go out of conference helps a lot. Those two teams, I don't think we're used to, you know, playing against that type of pressure. So there was actually pretty good matchups for us, too.
Now Villanova on Friday afternoon. So this is kind of a weird turnaround, right? Because, like you said,
it's
you travel
really
tomorrow.
Not the best.
Yeah.
The best.
So what? How do you keep the team loose yet prepared for a Friday afternoon Sweet 16 game?
Well, I think the last we've just been making a lot of really nice adjustments on the fly, in the film room or, you know, in the hallway. You know, I mean, like, it's just crazy. You grab them when you can, when you're on the road like this, you know. I say to my assistant coaches, like, we do this. When you go to the NCAA, you have all this time, and I got the press conference, and I take a couple of players. I'm like, get your laptops out. Grab every player you can in this half an hour and get extra film in. We never have this time, you know. Like, everyone has to be there, but they're only talking to three of us, you know. 30 minutes after a game, 30 minutes between a game. You know, it's required. And we're just like in there teaching and teaching and teaching and teaching, and that really helped the confidence. So we'll be fine. If we have our legs, you know, we just got to have our legs. So we got to take care of them, hydrate, rest, and play hard again. I mean, everybody's going to play hard. It's like, but how much are you going to compete? Because, I mean, three questions. How hard did you play? I mean, NCAA, everybody's playing hard. How much did you compete? Meaning, did you know time and score? Did you have the discipline to turn down a shot? Did you follow the scout, right? And then how impactful is your communication with your teammates? Because it can't be coached to the point guard right now. That's so loud. I mean, it's got to be – you guys got to talk inwardly, and they did a great job of that.
Well, we are beyond excited. Only four schools in the nation have both men's and women's teams in the Sweet 16, and UM being one of the four is just beyond exciting. What is on the dinner menu for you and the staff tonight at your house?
I think it's going to be some pizza. That's the best we could do. But nice homemade pizza, not like, you know, not order-in kind of stuff.
Homemade. So who?
Yeah, pizza, big salad, homemade, get some pizza, healthy food in us. Well, we're not going to have a 10-course meal. We got to work, you know.
Yeah. I would just
Coach, we talking about an oven or you have a stone oven or pizza maker or something? Or are you talking about DiGiorno?
We got a lot going on at the house. We got a couple pizza options. We got a couple pizza options.
But you're making – it's not frozen pizza is what you're saying.
Not at all. Not at all. Nope. Okay. Completely homemade.
Can't win a Sweet 16 on DiGiorno.
Right. No, Dan Radakovich needs to spend on some pizza and not get the frozen style. Anyway, we cannot wait till Friday. Our plan for Friday, we've said it because we're on the air at 2:30.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to do the show from 2 till 2:30, and then at 2:30, we are going to be locked in watching the game, and we're going to play best ofs up until about 4:30, 4:45, and then we'll come on the air and we'll finish out the show. So we are
awesome.
We
Am
are
I
excited.
In any of the best ofs?
Solana, she in any of the best ofs?
You are now, Coach.
Make one up real quick,
you are now.
You are now.
Coach Katie right, Meyer, guys. Congratulations Thanks. On yesterday. That was so Thanks. Exciting. The entire run has been great, and we're pulling for you on Friday.
You guys have been good to me. Appreciate you.
There you
all
go.
Right.
Coach Bye. Katie Meyer, that is awesome. That's right. All Katie Meyer best ofs on Friday. Get to work.
Don't think we missed it. You wanted her to know what she was having for dinner. We heard it.
You know what? Out of all the things in that interview, I finished it with dinner, and I knew. I didn't even look at him. I knew that Solana was like, yeah. That was more exciting to him than the Sweet 16 trip.
Those are his wins.
Dinner. That is. That's his win. Yeah. He's like Sandler in Uncut Gems. This is how I win.
It stares at you to mess up.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.